Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So can you remind me your name? Sorry.
Chris Jenkins, Lame Horse Guitars, Texas.
Texas, okay. So Chris.
Chris.
We'll call you Chris, yeah. Right. So Chris était juste en train de raconter qu'il était désolé de venir à un salon français et de ne pas pouvoir parler français. Et qui s'excusait de ça, voilà, qu'il était un Texan ignorant, c'est ce qu'il a dit hein, dans les mots. C'est évidemment une blague. Voilà. So Chris, nice to meet you.
I build with my son Jeremy, who is my co-builder.
Nice to meet you too.
Every guitar is a collaboration.
Yeah. Okay, between you and your son. Mm-hmm. Ok, donc là, Chris me dit qu'il est venu avec son fils, avec qui il fabrique les instruments. Donc chaque instrument est fait en collaboration, donc avec son fils.
This guitar is our what we call our Big Hoss model. It's a 15-inch lower bout. You might say an OM size guitar.
Yeah.
It has a Italian spruce top and a Honduran mahogany back and sides.
I can show it to the camera. Yeah. Very beautiful, and you can see everything. Oh, okay. So there are things that I can't show you exactly because I'm not sure the camera can pick it up. But you have some kind of decoration inside.
Well, there's a good luck fetish in there. It's carved by the Zuni Indians from New Mexico.
Okay,
it's a bear in there. It's for good luck. If you're a guitar player, you need all the luck you can get.
Oh yeah, so we'll see if that works with me, right? So, alors, petite histoire rapide, à l'intérieur, il y a un porte-bonheur, un lucky charm, yeah? It's a lucky charm. Un ours, donc, bah, ça, il faut venir voir ça sur le stand, hein, directement. Et le barrage est magnifique, on voit tout. And what is the main purpose of that guitar, if you have one?
This guitar... You can do anything with it. We build mainly fingerstyle, but
yeah,
this guitar will hold up to strumming as hard as you want to play it. It has a wide dynamic range.
I heard on your stand there, someone was strumming the guitar. And it sounded
It has several unique features. It has the playing action is adjustable under full string tension.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It also has an access panel in the bottom for easy access to the inside of the guitar.
Oh. Okay, donc la guitare est très... it's a very high design guitar. Yeah, because il y a plein de petites options qui décrit comme un accès ici, que je ne vais pas montrer, j'ai peur de cogner. Un accès ici à l'arrière de la guitare, donc elle a l'air très intéressant pour accéder à l'intérieur de la guitare. Et l'action, qui apparemment est ajustable. Yeah, you were talking about the action, right? And how can you do something with it?
Well, it has a 355-to-1 ratio on the adjustment. You insert a hex wrench under the heel
right here,
there.
Right? Yeah. So it's very accessible.
For one, each rotation changes the action about 0.1 millimeter.
Okay. So you can do some, how do you say that? Some tweaking stuff?
Yeah,
on the go.
It's under full tension, so you just play until it feels right.
Okay. Okay, nice. So it's the first time I see this on a guitar. So let's play
some. It's a proprietary thing we develop.
Okay, yeah. Right. Let's play some very song that you must know, I believe. First time I'm touching the guitar. The feeling is very nice and you want to play it very smoothly at first because the action is very low. So it's a very good feeling.
It can be as low or as high as you wish, you know.
Without buzzing?
Well, I mean, you know, nothing can be as low as you know, everybody wants it lower, you know.
Yeah, and at
it
some
can
point,
be very low without buzzing, but it has a conventional truss rod for relief in the neck. But, you know, action and relief are two different things.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Say that very peaceful guitar. I don't know.
It has a nice warm sound.
Yeah, exactly.
It has it's very sensitive, but like you say, you can play it hard if you wish.
I'm gonna try. Okay. Yeah. Donc je disais que c'était une guitare que je trouvais très très sensible à jouer. Au doigt, elle est très très équilibrée entre les graves et les aigus. Tout fonctionne très très bien. Et donc Chris me disait que c'était une guitare qu'on pouvait aussi évidemment un petit peu rentrer dans la guitare.
Play those cowboy chords if you want.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really a cowboy, but yeah.
But it's really made for the more sensitive stuff.
I'm playing, it's completely nonsense, you know, I'm just playing the chords that I'm...
It has a
it's very, very, deep, very,
very, very deep bass. Tune that E string down to C comfortably if you want
and
to.
I want to try something, but it's a Nuno Betancourt song. You know Nuno Betancourt, right? He's the guitarist from Extreme. No, you don't know that band?
I'm too old. Jeremy probably does.
Yeah, you know the song. He's the guy who wrote this. I guess it's gonna sound perfectly on your guitar. Yeah, right. Oh yeah. Ah. I don't remember. It's something like that, right? And then I want to try this, maybe. There are a few things that I want to try, maybe. I don't know. Maybe this first. So, il disait que cette chanson, More Than Words, de Extreme, c'était une chanson que son fils avait l'habitude de tester parfois sur... But on the guitars you build? Yeah?
Right.
And there's some stuff I like to play. It's a bit classical music, but with hybrid style playing. Maybe so. Guitar, yeah. Merci. It's very. J'ai encore une minute ou pas? C'est vrai? Okay, so we have a little bit more time.
Yeah, we got.
Yeah.
Almost 20 minutes.
Is there something that you'd like to add?
The guitars are, a combination of. Science and love. We use a lot of science in building these guitars. The yeah. tops are all very scientifically selected. We only use tops that are a certain stiffness.
Right.
Jeremy spent a couple of Saturdays ago going through about 1,100 tops from the Val de Fiemme, which is the small forest in the Italian Alps where Stradivari picked all of his wood.
All right.
And that's where this top came from.
So, if you want to let me translate a little bit, yeah, maybe. So, il parlait là beaucoup des bois, de la sélection qui est faite là-dessus, une sélection très scientifique, très rigoureuse, etc. So, I don't know anything about wood, right? But I can feel that the wood is very, responsive here. And... it sounds very, very rich and smooth and, yeah.
Well, there's a reason that Stradivari picked this wood there.
I guess so. And there is something I want to add, is the event, how do you call that in English?
Side port in English.
Okay, sound port?
Side port, we call it.
Sound
port is another word for it, yeah.
Yeah, because it's for the musician to...
Well, it's really just for the... guitar to breathe, but musicians seem to think they can hear better when it has one.
Yeah. It's the feeling I have. Yeah. So, so this is absolutely wonderful. So maybe we tried something, where I was strumming a little bit, something softer. And I want to try maybe the extreme song I was mentioning. He knows about it.
Tune it down, yeah.
Just the D. So I can feel that the... how do you call this in English?
The tuner.
Yeah, the tuner is very, very sharp. Very, very...
precise.
Yeah, precise.
Something I mentioned about the top. The resonant frequency of that top, which is something we pay a lot of attention to, on a typical OM is about a good OM, not just any OM. I say typical, but a good OM is about 185 hertz.
Okay. 185.
That top is about 160 hertz. So it's about 20.
The range is bigger.
25 cycle. Well, the main vibrating frequency of the top. So this guitar vibrates about 25 cycles lower than a really good OM, average OM,
okay, so
which allows you to get a lot more bass. So when you tune it down to C or D, you hear that note a lot louder.
It is very loud.
You take a Martin off the shelf and tune it to C, you just hear silence when you hit the E string, you know. I'd also like to add that this guitar is for sale.
What?
This guitar is for sale. We don't want to take it to Texas.
Oh yeah. So you want me to mention that?
Yeah.
We want to leave it in France.
Yeah. I would like to have it at my place if you want. You know, So il m'expliquait, c'était très technique là pour le coup sur le bois, les résonances, les fréquences, tout ça. Donc je vais pas tout traduire parce que voilà, c'est très technique, mais moi je suis pas certain d'avoir tout compris. Par contre, ce que je peux dire, c'est que le feeling de jeu, bah, ça se ressent, son espèce d'explication scientifique assez poussée, ça se ressent, et notamment là, sur la richesse de la basse, des graves et tout. So I'm gonna try, I could play a little bit more of classical stuff, but let's say it's done, right? I don't know. Thank you. Thank you. That's the song from Nuno Betancourt, right?
That's great. Pierre, I think that Hugo may be reluctant to brag on himself and translate, so maybe you should. But I just want to thank him for that. It's a wonderful demo he did.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much. But the song is not from me, so it's...
But yeah. The playing is. You showed off the instrument very, very well.
And I have to say that it's a great instrument. And I don't know Chris. He's from Texas. Voilà, so it's the first time I meet him and play the guitar. It's the very first time I play the guitar, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You haven't touched it till we came up here.
I haven't touched it at all. And it's a great instrument. I wanted to say something because the sound remind me of America, of course. And there's a great artist that I love. Is John Mayer. You must know him, of course. Yeah, and I think that... I know what you feel when you speak about OM guitars, because this is what he's playing, but he's affiliated to Martin guitars, and I think that you reach the...
Hopefully it's better than that.
Yeah. when I say you reach, it's the... I feel like I have almost the same sound as he does, but I don't have the same fingers. This is why I'm saying that. Well, I can approach some of this quality sound. So the instrument is marvelous.
Well, thank you so much. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful job.
If you're happy, I'm happy.
Right. Yeah, we're thrilled. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.